感谢神的带领跟祝福。
Thanks for grace and also the guidance of the Lord.
让我们每个弟兄姐妹平安。
So that there's peace among brothers and sisters.
这次呢是兄弟第一次到北美来协助工作。
This is the first time that I visited North America and assisted in a ministry.
这个北美的工作呢，一直是我个人想象之外的地区。
This ministry in Northern America is something out of my expectation.
因为过去呢，大概有八年的时间，我个人都是在东南亚协助圣工。
In the past 8 years, I have been assisting in the ministry in the Southeast Asia region.
其实国外的工作呢，也是我不敢想象的。
As a matter of fact, the work outside of Taiwan or other places is something unimaginable for me.
因为有很多的工作性质跟我们在国内注目的情形不一样。
Because the nature of the ministry is quite different than that of in Taiwan.
不过求神帮助我个人在所差派的地点能够做合神旨意的工作。
But thanks to the grace of God and wish that I can perform the ministry according to His will in the place that I've been sent to.
那么从今天晚上我们就开始进入安息日的聚会。
From this evening onwards, it is the beginning of the Sabbath.
一直到明天下午总共有三次的领会时间。
Until tomorrow afternoon, we will have three sessions of sermons.
兄弟个人都用这个题目跟我们大家来勉励。
This will be the topic that I will be sharing with you throughout the three services.
也就是迎向千禧这个主题。
That is enter into the millennium.
我们很多人以为说从今年开始就是进入21世纪。
Many people thought that from today onwards it is the 21st century.
其实明年才进入21世纪。
As a matter of fact, only the next century is considered as the 21st.
那今年是20世纪的最后一年。
This year is the very last year of 20th century.
当然正好碰上2000年这个特殊的数字。
It just happened to be year 2000.
今天呢，很多的社会国际上就把2000年呢称作千禧之年。
There are many people calling this year 2000 as the millennium.
所以在元旦的时候。
Therefore, in the New Year's Eve.
我们从国内的电视里头可以看到全世界各国在庆祝2000年的元旦。
I could see a very festive celebration throughout the world for at the New Year's Eve for the coming of millennium.
每个地区每个地方的人都好像用很高兴、很欣慰的心在迎接新的一年。
People receive this upcoming millennium with great festivity and also joy.
因为他们认为这是一个千禧年。
Because they thought this is actually the millennium.
有关千禧的问题。
As to the question pertaining to millennium,
我想应该用两个角度来看。
I think we should look at this with two angles.
今天很多人都以为以后的日子会越来越好。
Some people thought that the days ahead of us is going to be better.
好像整个科技对人的帮助很大。
It seems that the technology is of help to the humankind.
所以对这个未来的年日呢，抱着好像很大的期望。
Therefore, some people are bearing much hope for their future.
因此2000年一到的时候，大家都欢欣鼓舞来迎接呀。
Therefore, there are many people so overjoyed in receiving this millennium.
其实这种看法是不是正确？
In fact, are this kind of attitude correct?
我们基督徒当然对往后的日子不是用悲观的角度来看。
As Christians, we should not treat the days our days ahead with a pessimistic attitude.
但是我们对末后的日子，我们要很清楚的去了解到底现在是什么一个时刻。
However, we must have a clear understanding of where we are standing in this end of the age.
这是我们今天每一个基督徒该有的功课。
And this is a homework for every Christian.
那么第二个，所谓迁徙这个名称。
And secondly, about this name millennium.
其实是从圣经里头来的。
It is a derived from the Bible.
因为在启示录的14章跟20章。
In Revelation chapter 14 and 20.
就提到末后神要建立一个迁徙的王国。
They mentioned that at the end time, God will establish
a kingdom. 我们参考一下启示录的20章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录，我们请看20章的第四节。
Please read Revelation chapter 20 verse 4.
说我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩首者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1000年。第五节，这是头一次的复活，其余的死人还没有复活，只是等到那1000年完了，在头一次复活的有份的。有福了，圣洁了，第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必做神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。我们知道千禧年这个名词其实是从圣经来的。
We know that this term millennium actually derived from the Bible.
那为什么会在今天的社会这么被流行？
And why is this so such a popular terminology?
其实跟整个科技有关系。
Because that has to do with technology.
因为这十几年来，整个社会都进入电脑的一个科技世界里头。
Because in the past few decades, the world has been advancing towards technology.
它初期的设定是用1900年来设定的。
At first, it was set at the year 1900.
那么从今年开始就进入2000年20的一个设定方式。
And from this year onwards, the entire setting is beginning from 2000.
结果就引起很大的恐慌。
And that has caused much anxiety.
就称那是一个 Y2K 的危机。
And people recognize that as a Y2K bug.
因此呢，元旦那天受到非常的重视。
Therefore, in the days of the New Year's Eve, it has lured much attention.
很多的机关啊，很多的这个公司啊，一元旦的时候赶快去开机，看有没有出毛病啊。
Many companies and many organizations, they try to have their computer turn on the New Year's Eve to check if there would be any problem.
那么在亚洲就有三个国家真的是出了毛病。
There were actually three countries experienced the Y2K problem.
就是日本、韩国跟菲律宾。
That is Japan, Korea, and Philippines.
还好他们的飞机没有掉下去呀。
It was lucky that their planes didn't crash.
他们的轮船也没有到处乱跑啊。
And their ships didn't go straight.
因为我们知道现在都是用电脑在操控的。
We know that there are many vehicles is controlled by computers nowadays.
那么这个地方提到千禧年的问题。
So here he mentioned about the problem of millennium.
他说将来呢，要基督徒要复活，跟基督同作王1000年。
He said in the later days, the Christian will resurrect and together will reign together with Christ for 1000 years.
这是一个犹太人最期待的这个期望啊，他希望的一个王国的出现。
This is the ultimate hope of all the Jews.
但是呢，我们可以知道的。
But we know this.
事实上啊，不是我们一般世人所想的那么有盼望啊，那么美好的时代来临。
In fact, this is not the millennium that we are looking for.
因此，在三次的讲道当中
，Therefore, in my past sermons,
我分三个主题来讲。
I have divided in this topic into three parts.
第一个呢是。大灾难呢起头的时代。
The first is the era of the beginning of all the calamity and catastrophe.
认为说往后呢科技可以改善我们很多的生活。
Do not think that technology could change our life.
将来是一个灾难呢不断出现的时代。
In the future, it will be an era of the beginning of all the calamities and catastrophe.
但是同样的，也是我们真耶稣教会呢啊发展的时代。
Simultaneously, this is a time for the church to grow.
然后第三点呢，我才来讲啊，是以色列啊归回的世代。
And thirdly, it will be an era for the return of Israelites.
啊，这样我们对幕后的日子，我们才能够警醒去等候跟准备。
And with this kind of understanding, then we can prepare ourselves for the very end days.
啊，为什么说啊幕后的世代呢是一个啊灾难来临的时代呢？
And why do we say that the millennium is an era of the beginning of the catastrophe?
啊，其实我们看一看今天这个世代啊，也是很多的灾难。
As we look at the world today, we're experiencing much calamities.
啊，主耶稣在升天之前
Before the ascension of Jesus,
他跟门徒谈了很多道理。
He talked to apostles for much of his teachings.
啊，其中所谈到的。
And among what they have conversed about,
就是末后的景象。
It is about the scenario of the end time.
啊，虽然这是在2000年前所讲的道理。
And that was a sermon delivered more than 2,000 years ago.
啊，可是你今天不得不相信，很多事情都慢慢的出现了，很多的征兆都出现了。
But in this day, you can't help yourself to believe that all these has been fulfilled.
那到底主耶稣讲哪些征兆呢
？And what are the signs that Jesus has said?
我们来看马太福音的24章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音24章，我们看第六节，从第一节来看。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 6.
耶稣出了圣殿，正走的时候。门徒进前来把殿指给他看，耶稣对他们说：“你们不是看见这殿宇吗？我实在告诉你们，将来这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁。”再看第五节。
Let's go on to verse 5。
从第五节说：“因为将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并要迷惑许多人。”第六节。你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声，总不要惊慌，因为这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。民要攻民，国要攻国，多处必有饥荒、地震。第八节，这都是灾难的起头。我们看到这个地方为止。
So let's stop here.
主耶稣来到耶路撒冷的时候
，When Jesus came to Jerusalem，
这些门徒指着圣殿给他看
，And the disciples pointed out。Where the holy temple are.
啊，今天我们在上课的时候我们就谈到了。
So in our lessons today, I pointed out that
这个圣殿呢是第二时期的圣殿。
This temple is the temple that belonged to the second period.
是所罗巴伯时代所建造的。
Is the temple that belonged to the time of Zerubbabel.
那么后来呢，啊，统治管理啊以色列国，就是。罗马时期管理以色列国的希律
，and then it was reigned and managed by Herod.
他是以图买人，以东人，以东人的后代。
He's the descendants of the Edom.
他知道说要管理这个迦南地不简单。
He knew that it is a difficult task to reign a land of Canaan.
因为他管理的区域包括叙利亚
，because the region that he was ruling. It includes Assyria,
还有今天的黎巴嫩
and also includes Lebanon.
那尤其最难管理的就是啊，这个迦南地以色列这个地方
And the most difficult land to rule is land of Canaan.
犹太人呢啊，几千年、几百年来就是一直在搞这个独立运动
And this Jews for thousands of years was trying to strive for independence.
追求复国啊。
They always wanted to revive their nation.
所以他就采取怀柔的政策。
Therefore, they used more of a soft way.
用了五十多年来帮他们修圣殿。
They spent more than 50 years to rebuild the temple.
那个圣殿被修得很漂亮。
And when they saw the temple has been built so splendid.
所以使徒时代呢，有些神迹奇事就发生在这个殿的附近。
It was also at the same time that many of the miracles happened during the process of rebuilding.
正门呢，有一个美门呢，最漂亮的美门。
And there was a gate of beauty.
我们就知道呢，啊，这个圣殿是何等的堂皇啊。
And we know that how splendid this temple was.
门徒就指给耶稣看了。
And so the disciple pointed out that temple to show Jesus.
因为那时候主耶稣站在橄榄山这边呢。
Because Jesus was standing at the Mount of Olives.
你看，哇，那个殿宇何等的辉煌啊！
And he saw how splendid the temple was.
主耶稣竟然没有因为这个圣殿的堂皇辉煌而觉得惊奇。
But Jesus was not surprised by the magnificence of the temple.
他对他们说。
However, he told them.
你们不是看见这个殿宇吗？
Didn't you saw this temple?
我实在告诉你们
let me tell you this.
将来没有一个石头留在石头上
there is no one stone will stay on another.
不被拆下来
that will be taken away.
后面这一段事情
and then he began to talk about the later half of it.
民攻民，国攻国
and he said the nation will rise against nation.
有假基督，假先知出现
the kingdom will against kingdom andFalse prophet will appear.
有饥荒，有地震。
There will be famine and earthquakes.
那么主耶稣讲这件事情。
So when Jesus mentioned about this,
他到底在讲什么？
What was he referring to?
他其实针对两件事情在说。
He was referring to two things.
第一个就是圣殿被拆毁的事情。
One of them is the tearing down of the temple.
啊，真的主后70年呢，哦，罗马军队再一次的攻进耶路撒冷。
It was after Christ that the Roman army has attacked Jerusalem again.
当时犹太人呢反抗罗马政府。
And at that time, the Jews rebelled against Roman government.
所以根据历史的记载。
Therefore, according to the record of history,
提多将军呢围困耶路撒冷大约有2年的时间。
And General Titus has spent 2 years surrounding the city.
提多将军他打不进去啊
And the Titus couldn't get into the city at all.
就用火烧城墙啊，再烧一次啊。
So he used fire to burn the wall.
但是他一进到耶路撒冷去的时候
，But as he entered into Jerusalem,
他愣住了。
He was shocked.
为什么呢
？Why?
他发现一个非常可怕的现象。
He found a very dreadful scenario.
满城都是骨头。
And he saw all the bones all over the ground.
原来耶路撒冷被围困的时候
And then he come to realize that when this city was surrounded by them,
他们没有粮食
they didn't have any food.
竟然吃人肉
They ate their companion.
啊，整个城里头很多的骨头
And there are many bones left in the city.
啊，提多将军呢，在他的记录里头呢，说他一生只掉了两次眼泪。
So Titus said himself he only shed tears twice in his life.
第一次就是这一次。
First time was referring to this.
他把耶路撒冷攻打下来之后
，When he has conquered Jerusalem,
他的军队又往南边打。
And his army proceeded on to the south.
因为在死海的西边有一个玛撒大的山冈。
Because at the west of the Dead Sea,
玛撒大一个山冈很高的山。
There's a mountain Masada.
Masada, 那上面呢还有40,000个犹太人在反抗。
And on the mountain, there were still 40,000 Jews rebelling against them.
离耶路撒冷差不多有40公里的地方。
That is only 40 kilometers apart from Jerusalem.
所以他从这条路下来的时候
，So as he came down from that path,
就毁掉一个村庄。
He destroyed one village.
这个村庄就是。后来很出名的昆南
and that was a famous village by the name of
也就是爱瑟尼人的村庄
Kunan
那么他攻来到这个玛撒大的时候
and as he attacked the place of Mount Masada
又攻不进去
and he couldn't conquer the place
他的军队一爬上山
and as his army charged up the hill
上面的犹太人呢，就丢石头把他们打死。
And the Jews were to, they were throw stones down the hill.
这个提多将军很厉害啊。
And Titus was good enough.
他就回去抓犹太人。
So he went back and caught some Jews.
叫他们开始挑石头。
And he asked them to carry stones with them.
在玛撒大旁边开始堆山，一直堆上去呀、啊，硬堆上去呀、啊。
By the side of Mount Masada, they stack up the stones.
又堆了2年多，将近3年。
So it was about 2 to 3 years time they spent to pile up the stones.
把那山呢堆到玛撒大一样高啊。
So the stone was piled up to the height of the mountain.
他准备把它攻进去。
And he was prepared well to conquer.
一进去的时候，打进去的时候。
And as he conquered, entered into the mountain.
他又愣住了。
And he was shocked once again.
因为呢，整个山上的人统统死掉了。
Because everyone in the mountain died.
他们本来这个地方是个很干燥的地方。
And that was a place which is very dry.
但是他们在山腰挖一个大池子，很大的池子，现在还有。
But they dig a really big hole in the mountain.
然后长期就接那个露水，跟一点点的雨水，这样慢慢接近那个水池里头。
And the pit was to collect the dews and the water from the atmosphere.
他们有几个大仓库啊，就像我们这个会堂啊，一半有好几个。
And they have several storages, just as large as our chapel.
在做长期的抗战。
And they have prepared themselves long enough.
所以后来他们知道这个提多将军会攻进来的。
So they knew that Titus will soon conquer the place.
当时他们的带领的人就跟他们讲。
And at that time, their leader told them,
交代所有的男人回去把你们的妻子。跟儿女全部杀。
They told them to kill all of your children and your wives.
因为他们知道，一旦被罗马兵抓去呀、啊、
，Because they know that once they are captured by the Roman,
一定非常残酷的对待他们。
And they will be dealt with cruelly.
那个罗马军人是很残暴的。
And those Roman armies are very ferocious.
所以把家里的人全部杀。
Therefore, they rather kill every single family member.
然后在他们男人当中。
And among the men,
再抽一个人
they chose one person,
把其他人全部杀。
So that person will kill everybody,
因为他们不能做一个动作。
Because there is one thing they cannot do,
就是不能自杀。
That is, they cannot commit suicide.
他们认为自杀就是不能得救。
Because they believe that once they commit suicide, they cannot be saved.
犯了摩西的律法。
And that is against the law of Moses.
所以抽到一个人。
So they have chosen someone.
那个人就你要倒霉了，你要自杀。
So that person will be in trouble.
其他的全部被他杀死。
And everyone else will be killed by him.
所以提多将军打上去一看，四万多个人又死在那边。
So as Titus looked at the city inside the city, everyone died.
那时候提多将军才知道说，犹太人太可怕了，绝对不能留。
And from then on, Titus realized that Jews are so dreadful that he rather not to keep them at all.
因此，把犹太人一直赶到世界各国去。
So he tried his best to cast away all these Jews to have them dispersed all over the world.
卖到东方来
，or even to sell them to the eastern region.
罗马的公文里头不准有希伯来人。不准了以色列人，不准了犹太人这三个称呼。
In the Roman law, you cannot call someone by Jews or Israelites or anything else of equivalence.
要把犹太民族、希伯来民族从世上把它消灭掉。
They wanted to destroy the entire tribe of the Hebrews.
所以主耶稣在讲马太福音二十四章的时候
，So when Jesus was talking in Matthew chapter 24,
他是在预言。历史的史实。
He was referring and also prefiguring the facts of the history.
可是他讲的内容又不一样。
But we could see there's a little discrepancy of the history.
他说将来必有民攻民，国攻国。
He said there will be nation against nation.
有饥荒，有地震。
There will be famines and earthquakes.
这都是灾难的起头。
And all those are the beginning of hurricanes.
所以同样一个讲解当中。
Therefore, from one context,
主耶稣分成两种角度在讲。
And Jesus was looking at this at two separate aspects.
一个就是讲主后七十年犹太人要遭遇的患难。
One of those is 70 years after the calamities that the Jews will experience.
没有一个石头留在石头上。
There won't be any stone left on another.
另外呢？
And also the other,
就是指着末后的我们今天。
He was referring to the end days, which is today.
他说末后必有人假借基督的名，假借先知的名。
He said at the end time there will be false prophets.
有民攻民，国攻国。
And there will be nations rising against nations.
也就是天灾人祸。
That is calamities among people. And also,
因此我们今天看一看这个世界。
Also natural disasters. As we look at this world,
在整个世界的潮流当中。
And looking at the trend of this world,
民族思想有很多的好处。
And there are good things to different ethnic values.
尊重每一个人的生命。
It respects all lives.
尊重每一个人的意见。
It respects the opinions of others.
尊重每一个人的人权。
It respects the freedom of each person.
民主思想带来的后果。
But what is the consequence of all these thoughts?
就是不断的分裂。
That is a continuation of separation.
不会像过去建立一个国那个情形。
It will not be like one nation as before.
因此除了国攻国之外。
Therefore, other than nation rising against nation,
还有很多民攻民的事情。
And there are also people against people.
那为什么会这现象？
And why will such a phenomenon happen?
看起来是一个民主思想的后果。
It seems that this is a consequence of freedom.
但是圣经怎么讲？
But what did the Bible say?
说其实这个末世呢是撒旦工作的时代。
It says, as a matter of fact, at the end time, it is a time for the work of Satan.
因为魔鬼呢已经气愤愤地下到世间来了。
Because the Satan came to this world with much wrath.
我们来看启示录的十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12.
启示录十二章的十二节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 12.
十二章，我们请看十二节。
Chapter 12, verse 12.
所以诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐吧，只是地和海有祸了，因为魔鬼知道自己的时候不多，就气愤愤地下到你们那里去了。这是启示录对末世的警告啊。
So, the revelation is having is sending a warning to this world.
虽然住在诸天和住在其中的，你们都快乐。
So for those, you have to rejoice because you heavens and those who dwell in them.
我们这些属灵的人，属天的人。
For those of the spirit and of heavens,
能够蒙受神的救恩。
And they will receive the salvation of God.
来领受属灵的恩典。
And to receive the spiritual blessing.
下面说，但是。
And that follows by but.
说，只是呢，地和海有祸的。
Woe to the earth and the sea.
因为呢，魔鬼知道自己的时候不多了。
Because the devil knows that his time is short.
真的，民攻民，国攻国。
And this is, this is an actual thing happened that nations are rising against nations.
今天我们住在加拿大这个环境还算是非常和平。
As we live in Canada, this is actually a very peaceful place to live.
但是其实呢，在整个世界呢，到处都是有战乱。
As you look at other places in the world, you could find battles.
那么那个民攻民的情形呢，都让我们想象不到的。
And we could not even possible imagine what's like nations rising against nations.
我兄弟呢，去年的年初呢，被派到印尼去跟神学生上课。
At the beginning of last year, I was sent to Indonesia to help out the ministry there.
真的是第一次啊，去碰到他们的大暴动啊。
That was the first time I encountered a riot.
我一到雅加达的会堂的时候
，As I reached the chapel in Jakarta,
正面所有的玻璃全部打破
，And all the glasses of the windows were broken.
很多的房子被火烧掉
，And there are many houses were burned down.
那么他们为什么会暴动
？And why was there a riot？
我们想一想，七年前，一块。我用台币来讲哈，一块台币可以换七十块的印尼钱。
And as I talk about 7 years ago, I'm talking in terms of Taiwanese dollar.
七年后的台币，一块换七十块。
70 Indonesian dollars is equivalent to one Taiwanese dollar.
今年去年去的时候，一块换200块。
And last year when I went there, it was a dollar for $200.
等于说一块美金可以换到印尼钱的9000块。
That means to say that $1 you could exchange for $9,000 Indonesian dollar.
我们想这种社会怎么会变成这样？
And why did such a thing happen to this country?
很多假钞全部流到市面上来。
There are many counterfeit currencies that went around in the market.
牵涉到很多政治问题。
And it has a relationship with all the political problems.
整个街道都是一种很诡异的气氛啊。
All the streets were filled with eerie.
那么后来我就到万隆去上课的。
So as I went to Manlong,
有一个星期安息日啊。
There was one Sabbath.
我就被派到这个大黄啊，一个地方，就是万隆再过去开车三个小时，一个大黄的教会。
So I was sent to one of the church away from Manlong.
那个从雅加达去呢，大概要七个小时，开车就要七个小时。
It would be 7 hours drive away from Jakarta.
那个时候他们正好在选举呀。
So at that time they were having the election.
所以整个气氛都很不好。
And the entire atmosphere was so tense.
啊，星期日我从那边回来的时候
，So as I returned on the Sunday,
就发现那个街道堵得满满的人。
I found that the streets were packed with people.
那我们开车的弟兄呢，他地很熟啊。
And this brother who drove me there, is very familiar with all the streets.
他就从一条小路把我们送回教会啊。
So he took a shortcut, back to the church.To wash all the, did all the laundry.
那因为大家都很注意那个新闻嘛。
And everyone was very attentive to the news.
到处都在乱了。
And there are riots happened everywhere.
那么我们在看电视的时候啊。
And as we're looking at the television.
哎，有人打七点多有人打电话进来。
There are people who call in.
徐国勇传道呢，拿起来接，没有讲话。
And Preacher Xu picked up the phone, and no one talked.
等一下，又第二通进来。
And there was a second call.
他又拿起来，又没有讲话。
So he picked up the phone. No one were talking.
本来我都没有注意啊。
So I didn't pay attention to that.
到第三通的时候。
Until the third call.
又没有人讲，又没有讲话。
No one talked again.
我说徐传道，你怎么搞的
？So I said, Preacher Xu, what's going on?
你怎么接电话都不讲话呢
？How come you picked up the phone and the caller didn't want to talk?
他说，对方都不讲话。
He said, the caller just didn't want to talk.
电话打进来就是不讲话。
They made the call, but they didn't want to talk.
我马上问他。
So I quickly asked him.
我说以前有没有这样
？So has such a thing ever happened before?
他说以前也有这样过。
He said, well, we have experienced things like that, but very rarely.
那这样代表什么
？So what does that mean anyway?
他说如果我们会堂里面没有人。
So he says, if we do not have anyone in the chapel,
可能就有人会进来抢我们的东西。
I think there will be people coming into the chapel to rob.
好了，这个事情过去了。
And then this thing just went on.
那么到差不多十点的时候。
So until ten o'clock at night.
我们还在那边聊天呢。
We're still there chatting.
那电话又进来了。
The call came again.
哦，他讲得好紧张，呱啦呱啦一直讲啊，讲印尼话，我听不懂啊。
And the person just babbling in Indonesian. We didn't understand a word.
讲得很紧张啊。
And the person was seems to be very tense.
那时候我正好跟罗振声传道在那边。
At that time, I was with Preacher Low.
我又问他
，and then I'd ask him.
啊，什么事情怎么那么紧张
？I said, what's happening?
他说完了完了完了完了，完了完了完了，他就这样讲啊。
He said, something is going to happen.
他说，军中有基督徒打电话给他，不是我们信徒，
said,
是基督徒打电话过来。
There were a Christian from the army called us.
说今天晚上要烧我们的会堂。
He said, tonight, they will burn down our chapel.
我说你是讲真的还是假的
？I said, are you kidding?
他说完了完了，就这么一直讲完了完了。
And that preacher just kept on saying, oh dear, this just going to be the end.
我说那我们就要想办法。
And I said, well, why not we think of some way?
赶快把神学院全部叫过来。
So we quickly call all the theological students over.
我们里头两个女的神学生。
So among the students, there were two sisters.
我交代徐传道。
So I told Preacher Xu.
联络附近的信徒。
I said, try to contact all the members around the church.
这两个女学生一定要送走。
And this evening, we need to send away these two sisters.
她是我们迦南学校的老师。
And they will be our future teachers.
要工作之前要受一年的神学教育。
And before they begin their work, they need to undergo one year of training.
所以跟神学生一起读书。
Therefore, they study together with other theological students.
我们就交代他先送走。
So we told them to send away these two sisters first.
跟他说明天早上再回来。
I said, come back tomorrow morning.
但是眼睛要睁亮一点。
But you have to have your eyes open.
如果有问题的话，就不要回来了。
If you found any things fishy, don't come back.
所以就把他送离开。
So we sent them away.
接着就把其他的这个六位的七位的神学生叫过来。
So then I call upon the rest of them, seven of the students.
叫他们开始整理他们的行李。
I asked them to pack themselves up.
重要文件跟他的钱都放在身边。
All those important documents and money they have to keep it with them.
我说你们要睡觉啊，不要去换那个 body 哈，他们那个换那个裙子啊，别你不要去换那种裙子哈。
And if you want to sleep, don't put on your traditional clothes.
就是要穿的外出服。
And you must wear casual.
情形不对要赶快跑了。
If anything happens, you will be prepared to run.
因为已经正式通知我们要烧我们的会堂。
Because there were official notice to burn down our chapel.
所以交代他们呢，要轮流要值班。
So he, so I asked them to take turn to be the sentry.
看到外面有火的话，就赶快要叫我们赶快逃了。
If you see any flashes of fire or torch, just quickly call on everybody.
所以整个局势非常的乱啊，那个万隆啊，整个局势这样一堆一大堆人这样喊过来喊过去，很可怕。
So the entire situation was so chaotic and so dreadful.
那我们祷告之后就把他们安顿好。
So after our prayer, I settled down everyone.
还好，感谢神，我们可以睡到第二天早上。
And thanks the grace of God, we managed to sleep till the next day.
原来呢，他们的候选人三更半夜很意外的，竟然跑到万隆来。
So it was all of our surprise that one of the candidates, the election candidate, came by the church.
他们的这个候选人很有影响力。
And this candidate is an influential one.
就说不能乱，不能乱，通通到大操场去集合，把这个人全部赶到那边去。
So he told he is a very influential person. So he told all these crowds to go to one of the stadium and gather there.
所以那天晚上我们会堂没有被烧掉。
And that's the reason why our chapel was not burned down at that night.
那个神学生都是很害怕。
And the theological student was so frightened.
因为他们都碰到这种情形。
Because they often encounter this kind of situation.
就是在那个星期日早上。
And that happened in the very Sunday morning.
他们烧掉一间伯大尼的会堂。
And they have burned down a church of the Bethany.
又烧掉那个教会所办的学校。
And also they burned down the school that was established by the church of Bethany.
还有打他们的牧师。
And they also beat up their pastors.
整个情形非常混乱。
And that was so chaotic.
今天我们要知道啊，我们在这个时代里头。
In this era they will live, we must have this kind of understanding.
或许目前我们的环境还蛮平安的。
Perhaps we are living peacefully now.
但是真正的可怕是什么？
But what is dreadful to us?
是人心的可怕。
That is the heart of man. That is frightful.
我们来看一节圣经。
Let's look at the Bible.
看提摩太后书的第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
第三章。提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
三章一节，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能制约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大。从第一节一直跟他看到第五节第六节。
So as we read from verse 1 till 5 or 6,
保罗说末世必有危险的日子临到。
Paul says there will be terrible timesin the last days.
不是在讲武器的问题。
It is not talking about any issue about weapons.
而是人心的问题。
It is about the hearts of man.
今天人如果善良的话，
If men are kind,
啊，别说武器很可怕。
Not even to say the dreadfulness of weapon.
就是有武器也不会伤人。
Even with weapon, it will not hurt anyone at all.
今天人的心如果很坏的话。
But if the hearts of men are so bad,
一把刀都可以杀死人的。
It takes only a knife to kill someone else.
这把刀可以做菜呀，但是也可以杀人啊。
And the knife can be used for culinary, and it can be used towards killing someone.
我要来加拿大之前呢。
And before I came to Canada.
那我的儿子有一天晚上啊，我要出门前一个晚上就在问我。
So before the evening that I came here, my son came to me.
他说：“爸爸，我有一个作业不会写。”
He said, Father, I have an assignment that I didn't know what to do.
我说你读的跟我有什么关系呢？我怎么会呢？你来问我啊。
And I told him that while the things that you study has nothing related to me,
我说你帮我看一下啦，叫我帮他看一下。
And he said, well, please look at it for me.
我说你们题目是什么？
So I asked him, what is the title?
他就问我一句话。
So he asked me one thing.
他说什么是 TMD 啊？
So he asked me, what is TMD?
我说你怎么会问这个问题啊？
Then I asked him, why do you ask this?
他说我们学校的老师叫他要从网络里头去找这个资料。
So their teachers at school asked them to find out more information from the internet.
我说这个是武器呢，这个是武器。
And I told them, I told him, this is a weapon.
啊，区域飞弹防卫系统啊。
This is the territorial military defensive system.
所以你们老师什么不教，怎么教你们这些东西？
And why did your teacher teach you such a thing other than the rest?
他说没有查出来哦，我会被当掉呢。
And he said if I don't find out what this is, I'll be failed.
结果他真的就按照那个方式去查。
So he actually followed by the direction of the teacher.
隔天呢就印了一叠的那个报告。
And he printed a whole stack of report.
我说为什么你们会学这个东西？
And I asked him.